Maharaj Parikit continued, "O trustworthy Brahmins, I now ask you about my immediate duty. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances, and specifically of those who are just about to die." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the king has placed two questions before the learned sages. The first question is, what is the duty of everyone in all circumstances? And the second question is, what is the specific duty of one who is to die very shortly? Out of the two, the question relating to the dying man is most important, because everyone is a dying man, either very shortly or after 100 years. The duration of life is immaterial, but the duty of a dying man is very important. Maharaj Parikit placed these two questions before Sukadev Goswami also upon his arrival, and practically the whole of the Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning from the second canto up to the last 12th canto, deals with these two questions. The conclusion arrived at, therefore, is that devotional service of Lord Sri Krishna, as it is confirmed by the Lord himself in the last phases of Bhagavad Gita, is the last word in relation to everyone's permanent duty in life. Maharaj Parikit was already aware of this fact, but he wanted the great sages assembled there to unanimously give their verdict on this conviction, so that he might be able to go on with his confirmed duty without controversy. He has especially mentioned the word shuddha, or perfectly correct. For transcendental realization, or self-realization, many processes are recommended by the various classes of philosophers. Some of them are first-class methods, and some of them are second- or third-class methods. The first-class method demands that one give up all other methods and surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus be saved from all sins and their reactions.